The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
All of you Natural Doc listeners, I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are in for a ride today. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Well, good morning, Janet. I hope I can live up to that.
Well, I think your chosen topic for today is going to be an eye-opener for our listeners, and hopefully it will mobilize some of our listeners.
Well, you know, the one thing, the recurring theme of everything we talk about is how to keep people healthy. And I hate when obstacles get in the way of that. When I say obstacles, obstacles that keep patients from accessing the information they need to know about to keep healthy.
Are you referring to government agencies, Dr. Slavin?
Well, I mean, it's even more widespread than that. So they don't get the information. Sometimes they don't get access to the products that they need to keep healthy. I mean, we've seen over the years, not the drug company, how many drugs have we seen pulled off the market because they killed people? But how many natural products have we seen disappear because they were so effective?
Okay. How much disinformation might you have had over, let's say, the past 15 to 20 years about vitamin A and vitamin D, two critically important, very, very inexpensive nutrients that will so support your immune function? Vitamin D that's been shown to reduce the risk of breast cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer, and all types of cancer. Vitamin A for respiratory ailments and allergies. And so many different nutrients that have had headlines, literally, disinformation about the potential negative effects. And those negative effects are so minuscule that they don't even bear repeating. But this whole picture that we are seeing time and time and time again, and one of the points that I'll talk about is Dr. Brzezinski. I don't know if our listeners know who Dr. Brzezinski is, but he is an oncology researcher based in Texas, and he is once more under attack by government agencies, by legal forces, to prevent his ability to provide to people who've been let go by the medical field and have nowhere else to turn. He takes care of them with great successes. 100%? No. But with great success.
Well, think about this. Here you have a healthcare provider trying to provide his approach to certain diseases. You have a public that's willing to utilize him, you know, if they choose to. And then you have the government getting in the way of that doctor-patient relationship. Now, why is that? Now, let me one more thing. If you haven't been paying attention about what's happening in New York, you've heard of FanDuel, because I think your husband was doing something with that, too.
Right.
And the Attorney General of New York State is shutting him down.
Right.
What for? You know, I mean, what's, you know, let the government mind their own business.
Right. Outside of the arena of government regulation, and that isn't going to happen, according to the Attorney General in New York.
Well, I think this one may be a mistake on their part because, you know, I don't get involved with gambling, but I don't mind if people want to do it. It's their choice. And why should the government get in the way or block that? Certainly, if they wanted to get in the way of something, get in the way of cigarettes or get in the way of alcohol, the things that really hurt people. I guess you can argue gambling hurts people, too, if you do it excessively.
Right.
But that should be an individual's choice, not the government there to protect everybody from themselves.
Well, let's compare the gambling potential for abuse with the potential for alcohol abuse, the potential for cigarette abuse, the potential for prescription pharmaceutical abuse.
Okay, I mean, good point. I think more people are dying from, not abuse, forget the prescription pharmaceuticals, period. Forget no abuse by it. The actual prescribed proper usage is killing more people with prescriptive drugs.
What I meant by abuse was the number of individuals out there who have a very slight symptom. They consult their primary care physician and they're given a prescription. And many times the long-term use of that prescription is fraught with much more negative potential than positive potential. The side effect of some of those drugs, that brings the patient to their primary care physician once again, and they're given another prescription. And that's the abuse that I'm talking about, that people don't understand there are lots of other options besides going for a prescription or even over-the-counter pharmaceutical. And you mentioned in yesterday's show, Dr. Slavin, about what's going on, that we have a pharmacy on every corner and that those pharmacies, some of them open 24 hours, are very, very busy handing out prescription pharmaceuticals, and people are still misguided with regard to the use of those pharmaceuticals, and they keep adding more and more into their medicine cabinet.
Now, last week, I talked about stents.
Yes.
And the study that came out showed that stents are being overutilized. That's the angioplasty and the stent open up coronary artery blockages. That people actually did as well or better if they just used medications and didn't resort to stents. So here's a report that comes out. In April of 2003, so going back 12 years ago, Johnson & Johnson introduced a drug-coated stent. And the reason for that was they were finding that the stents that were originally used would clot up. In other words,
right,
restenose. You know, not work. So they said, well, we got to stop the blood clots from occurring in the stent and blocking the flow. So we better, maybe we'll put a drug on it that'll prevent it. And during that time, the 11 months after that, the number of stents used jumped from 350,000 to over a million. More than 1% of the population apparently has stents. And Johnson & Johnson stent generates $5 billion per year. Now, that's the reason why we're seeing stents used over medications.
Well, the reason you're seeing stents used over medications also has to do with the idea that you can overcome a lifetime of poor choices with a technology, a heroic implantation. And I want to be really clear about those stents. People might think they're restenosing because of cholesterol. They're restenosing because of inflammation. And what happens when your body is dealing with inflammation? It sends calcium to that area. So a very, very significant component in that restenosis chemistry is calcium. What is one thing that doctors tell their patients over and over and over? Are you taking your calcium? And what might they suggest? Calcium carbonate.
All right, so wrong advice, as usual, from the medical establishment. But the public is being misled. And here's the example. The FDA approved those stents, those drug-coated stents. So therefore, the public thinks, well, they've been approved by the FDA. They're looking out for us, so that means they must be both safe and effective.
Excuse me. Ha!
Right. Well, as it turns out, they're not They're neither safe nor effective. Their study period was far less than commonly approved drugs. In other words, they didn't look at it long enough to find out if they're really safe and effective. And this is the drug coding.
Isn't that the case over and over again? They're not tested in a reasonable fashion?
So here's what they're worried about. The coding may cause 4,500 new heart attacks every year, with almost half of those being fatal. And making matters worse, the victims may face the need to take blood thinners for the rest of their lives. Well, that's true. When they put a stent in, you're automatically put on a blood thinner. So now the question is, what's worse, the stent or the blood thinner? And the combination is even worse.
And then the patients are told to avoid certain high content vitamin K foods, broccoli, dark leafy greens, and so on. And that creates an even more dangerous situation with regard to your body's ability to utilize calcium properly.
And the cardiologist, the so-called father of stent placement, said, there's so much evidence of this new danger about heart attacks with these drug-coated stents. He says up to 30% of patients who get drug-coated stents would fare better with bare metal, avoiding the extra heart attack risk. And some probably didn't need the stent at all. That's what we talked about. That's been published. So people are getting stents that don't need it. They're getting the medically the drug-coated stents that might be more dangerous. And we're looking at now this whole medical device market, not just stents, but all the medical devices, is an $80 billion market, and it's filled with corruption, thanks in part to the FDA, because there's a lot of back and forth between the companies and the government, and the companies and the government, and it's not just the lobbyists giving money to politicians, it's the industries.
Employment revolving door.
Right, promising high-paying jobs when they leave government. That's the real inducement to allow these things to happen.
And so for our listeners, stay tuned for more information. That music means it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, I will tell you how to spell Brzezinski. So you can Google Dr. Brzezinski's current clash with the law. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I am Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And before the break, I told you that I was going to tell you how to spell Dr. Brzezinski's name. It's Dr. Stanislaw, S-T-A-N-I-S-L-A-W, Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, B-U-R-Z-Y-N. S-K-I, and you can Google Dr. Brzezinski and find out about his support of a variety of non-toxic cancer treatments and how he has had to fight the government in order to provide this information to patients that have been declared out of the medical system, that there is nothing more that the medical system can provide for them. So that's Dr. Brzezinski, and for all of us out there. All right, this is cancer that is being addressed, but for you to be able to prevent a whole host of diseases, that's what we're talking about here on Natural Doc Radio.
And we had a special guest on yesterday's program speaking about that. One of the most important topics, I think, in trying to stay healthy. And our guest was Dr. David Perlmutter. And if you didn't hear the show, or if you want to hear it again, you can go to naturaldocradio.com. We save all the programs, and that's the one for November 17th.
So next week, because Dr. Slavin will be away and I will be away, there will be a series of rebroadcasts of some of our most important shows.
With guests. So a lot of the important guests will be on next week.
Okay, we're important too.
I know. But people get used to listening to us. They want to hear
the new
people. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were talking about the medical device industry, how it's a big industry, and I think the bigger the industry gets, we're talking about $80 billion a year, it can cause a lot of corruption.
That's powerful, $80 billion.
Right. For example, some 40,000 people have had to have their defective implantable defibrillators removed before something goes wrong. And that was something new. You know, years ago, we didn't implant defibrillators because they didn't have them. But once they became available, guess what? Everybody got to have a defibrillator.
Has it increased the number of deaths per year because of heart and circulatory disease?
Well, you know what? They don't study that. So they don't really know how many deaths it actually saves how many deaths it may cause.
My point is the overall number of deaths, this very, very high mortality in the area of heart and circulatory disease. And we see all of these very, very powerful cholesterol drugs, the high-tech implants and so on. And has it truly saved people?
Well, here's another example. There was a stent called AnCure by Guidant, and it was approved by the FDA in 1999 after the company tested it on only 621 patients. So what happened? Shortly after approval, the company learned of serious problems with inserting it. It could get stuck in the blood vessel, for example. The company didn't report this disaster to the FDA for 2 years while it went into an additional 7,600 patients. There were malfunctions in about one-third of them, leading to 12 deaths. Because of this revolving door with the FDA, things are getting approved too quickly. Certainly, they could have perfected the stent before they approved it. And here's what happened. The company pled guilty to 10 felonies only after 7 whistleblowers alerted the feds.
Did anybody go to jail?
Well, no, but they got hit with a $92 million fine. But that doesn't bring people back, does it? You can't throw a medical company in jail for murder, can you? That's the problem. But you should be able to. Somebody's got to take responsibility. That $92 million won't bring back those lives. Now, interestingly, the same thing happened with Wall Street when we had the crash. Nobody went to jail on Wall Street either.
They're still pulling our economic strings.
Research has shown that Abbott neck stents, those would be stents that go in the carotid arteries cause strokes in about 10% of patients within a few months. That's a far greater complication rate than for routine carotid surgery. But they sell the idea of the stents, they make a lot of money, and who cares if 10% of the people get another stroke? Now, there's a risk of stroke from plain carotid surgery, too. So why aren't we putting more emphasis on preventing all these problems? Mainstream medicine doesn't say, well, let me check your inflammatory markers and your insulin levels and make sure your body is functioning the way it should so you prevent the need for these stents. What's your vitamin C level? When was the last time your doctor checked your vitamin C level? I recommend going to Linus Pauling's website, paulingtherapy.com, where he and Matthias Rath clearly show the benefits of taking vitamin C and lysine to prevent plaque formation and actually reverse it. And how do we know that's true? Because the government wouldn't fund the study to show it was true. Think about that for a minute. The government funds studies when they want to prove something false in the case of chelation therapy, and that didn't work for them either. And this one, they didn't even fund the study because they were afraid if it came out that you can prevent and cure coronary artery disease and other vascular problems with vitamin C and lysine.
Two very inexpensive nutrients, readily available.
Yeah, I mean, so that should say a lot for when the government comes out against, well, here's another thing. All right, the government is constantly trying to come out against the supplement companies in the nutrition field of nutrition. Why would they do that if they were worthless substances that didn't take away money from the pharmaceutical industry? After all, the pharmaceutical industry is funding the FDA in, you know, indirectly.
How about the concept that some of the chemical companies that put tons of carcinogenic material into the environment on a yearly basis are also the owners of pharmaceutical companies with products that are meant to treat different types of cancer, different types of disease. So when you think about the GMO situation, GMOs, one of the things that the genetically modified organism, those foods tainted with genetic modification contribute in a very great extent to digestive distress. And when you want to overcome that digestive distress, very, very easily accessible digestive enzymes, probiotics, all of those things can overcome the problem. But what are people dealing with? They are dealing with more pharmaceuticals. So here you have the GMO creating the digestive distress and the pharmaceuticals made to overcome it. And made, essentially, if you follow the corporate connections, by the same corporate entities.
And speaking of genetically modified foods, if you have a chance, listen to our guests from yesterday's program talk about that, and specifically glyphosate, which is the active ingredient, which is now proclaimed, I think it was by the World Health Organization, to be a human carcinogen.
Right.
But it goes far beyond that, because it's not like, you know, we're so used to thinking that we're exposed to this product and it just goes directly to cause this. No. It interferes with our digestive system, all the bacteria in our digestive tract, and we know how many systems that controls in our body and is related to. So therefore, it's not just causing cancer. It causes neurological diseases. It could cause hormonal disruptions. It could really disrupt the entire function of the body.
It contributes to infertility. It contributes to miscarriages. It contributes to death of offspring. And I'm going back not even to the glyphosate, which is the substance in the Roundup that is sprayed on crops. I'm going to the whole concept of disrupting the genes of a particular food, let's say broccoli. And what is used to disrupt that gene? Things like E. coli, Staphylococcus, all different types of viruses. When you do some research and you see what the substances are, what genes are spliced into the genes of the food, it's horrifying. And then when you add into that picture the extreme application of glyphosate, you have truly a disaster.
Now, unfortunately, they made the plants immune to glyphosate. In other words, the crops that they're growing, they've genetically modified them to be immune to glyphosate. That's the weed killer. So all the weeds die, but the plants survive. But they didn't make the humans immune to it.
So our digestive tracts are under assault. Your lower digestive tract, your gut that we talked about with Dr. Perlmutter yesterday, is the initiator of your immune response.
But it's even worse than that, Janet. The glyphosate goes on the fields. It's disrupting all the bacteria in the soil.
Right.
Even Dr. Perlmutter said yesterday he doesn't wash his vegetables anymore. He wants to eat a little dirt because he feels those bacteria are important to our health. In other words, living in a sterile environment is not conducive to good health.
In his lecture, he talks about very primitive societies and what their microbiome looks like as compared to the microbiome of people in a sterile society, so to speak. And the microbiome from those more primitive societies is very diverse and contributes to a very significant importance with regard to how their immune systems respond. Their immune systems are primed, and unfortunately, those in other civilizations, so-called more advanced civilizations, very interesting that the microbiome is vastly reduced in compared to the primitive one.
And here's another point that we emphasized yesterday. When you overlay the map of the United States of people who are overweight, and you see all the states that are overweight, they coincide, the same states, in other words, are the ones that are overweight are the same states that use the most antibiotics. Now, we know we give antibiotics to livestock to fatten them up. Well, guess what? It works in humans, too. You take antibiotics, it fattens people up. And the reason for that is it's changing your microbiome. It's changing the bacteria around in your gut. And that's the reason. Dr. Perlmutter told a story about a woman that had a fecal transplant from her daughter. The daughter was overweight. The woman was skinny. But after the fecal transplant, she became overweight like her daughter.
Wow. Okay. We're going to think about that one. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back very shortly. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world, That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are bringing you all kinds of information about the importance of maintaining your microbiome, avoiding to the greatest degree possible using antibiotics. And just as an example, so many people, they're dealing with an upper respiratory virus. That is not going to succumb to an antibiotic. An antibiotic is not going to kill a virus. So how do you recover? Vitamin D, vitamin A, zinc, vitamin C, a wide range of natural substances that are going to be very supportive of how your immune system works. Echinacea. And, you know, there's a number of disinformation articles that I have referred to earlier in the show saying that echinacea doesn't work and that you're wasting your money if you spend your dollars on an echinacea product. But the truth of the matter is you look at the research is that echinacea will support your white blood cells. Supporting your white blood cells, that gets your immune system functioning and fighting that virus. And then, of course, that microbiome, that's how your body initially responds to an invading substance. One of the things that we were talking about is the quality of the soil when it has been bombarded with glyphosate, that weed killer. A number of months ago, I attended a seminar having to do with your digestive system, and the presenter was talking about the importance of earthworms in maintaining the quality of the soil, oxygenation, trace mineral content, and so on. And when we over apply glyphosate Roundup to the soil, we kill the earthworms. What are we doing? We're killing the vitality of the soil in which our crops are grown. So where do you think you're getting your minerals? Where do you think you're getting your vitamins when you're consuming very, very health-supporting foods, vegetables, nuts and seeds, fruits, and so on? Okay, that vitality is coming from the soil. If the soil is dead, you're not going to achieve that life-supporting effect by consuming those foods. Dr. Slavin?
We started off the program just talking about how, I don't think I have a problem with drug companies wanting to make a profit.
It's obscene profits that you make.
Not even that. No, it's when they form an alliance with the political class in this country that now forces the consumer to use drugs over natural supplements. That's where I have a problem. When the government gets involved and they have a horse in the race, and their horse is the pharmaceutical company, instead of the horse that's going to do best from the patient standpoint of good health, they're just promoting drugs and trying to interfere with the use of natural supplements. They say they haven't been proven. In fact, they go beyond that. They don't even let people talk. Well, they don't let the companies talk about the benefits of their product.
Right.
They don't let you
say certain things.
Now, isn't that an infringement of the First Amendment?
Well, that's on the radio. I have sometimes a little bit broader freedom of expression than I do have in a one-on-one counseling session. It's very interesting. Yeah, freedom of speech.
And yet doctors make promises to patients all the time, take this drug, you'll be fine. I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth. And yet, you know, they can say that all day long, take this drug. I mean, how many people have to die using drugs? And we're talking about over 100,000 a year dying with the appropriate use of drugs. They're dying from the drug, not from the disease. They're dying from complications of the drug, but that's okay. That's what I mean when the politics gets involved, where you have double standards, where they can say whatever they want about a drug because they so-called did a study.
Maybe 2 weeks long.
Right. It doesn't matter how long. And they withhold information, by the way. In other words, they found something really bad about the drug, but they're not going to tell the FDA about it. FDA goes ahead and approves it. What is that? What's the term?
I can't help you there. I don't know.
Well, no, you won't tell the president something, so he has deniable...
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, and that's what the FDA has, plausible deniability. Well, they weren't told. The company didn't tell them, and they have to pay, say, a $92 million fine. Well, what is that when they're making billions of dollars a year? It's nothing.
Drop in the bucket.
Yeah, so we as consumers and we as people looking to be healthy and to find ways to even stay healthy, see, that's where I object to what's going on. How do they interfere with that? Well, they pass a health insurance program that makes it even harder for people to access health care. How do they do that? By making it more expensive for them, by creating such high deductibles and high copayments that people are going to delay seeking care that can keep them healthy. If they get sick, yeah, they'll go. You know, now they're forced to go pay for the sick care. What does that mean? Drugs and surgery, but paying for the type of care that can keep them healthy, you know, if they have to pay out of pocket, they're not so quick to do that.
Okay.
You're making faces. Do you disagree with me?
And yeah, I'm thinking that you were kind of painting yourself into a corner because they're getting people to sign up for this health care, mm-hmm. and I say it's disease care,
right.
And that the only care available through those programs is... pharmaceutical, high tech. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It has nothing to do with educating people about natural ways of supporting health, highly functional systems of your body. It's pushing those people only toward prescriptions and surgical intervention and joint replacement. Don't bother keeping your joint healthy. Here, take this calcium. That'll erode the joint pretty quickly and will give you a joint replacement. So I don't know about that chain of events that you're...
What I'm saying is it's much better to intervene in someone's health before they get sick and need surgery or hospitalization. And there's a quizzical look on my face. In other words, so what's the obstacle? The obstacle is they have high deductibles and high copayments, so patients are going to delay accessing healthcare unless it's a real emergency.
Which is a wonderful thing because when they don't have access mm-hmm. to that pharmaceutical care, the hospitalization and so on, what are they going to do? They're going to seek alternatives. The alternatives, yes, they have to pay out of pocket for those alternatives, but they are a fraction of the cost of what the mainstream so-called healthcare industry charges.
So what I'm talking about, though, is the lab work that would be required. Now, lab work done by physicians, primary care physicians, just touches the tip of the iceberg.
It doesn't even get there.
Right. So you want to, there are a lot of other tests that can identify people at risk, because I don't think people knowingly would want to go down the path of illness if they knew they were, except those that smoke. or drink excessively. You know, they know they're doing something wrong.
Excessively.
Or eat excessively. I mean, they know there's something wrong, but the vast majority of the people, if they knew that there was something wrong in their body, even though they couldn't feel it, and that happens all the time, they might make the changes. You know, they might say, you know, I'll cut back on the carbs. I don't want to become a diabetic.
When is the last time you saw an advertisement for vitamin D? When is the last time you saw an advertisement for something that is supportive of health care? The only advertisements you're going to see, fast food, sugary drinks, things that are going to make people salivate and want. And unfortunately, they are enticed into the wrong path. So very, very interesting. If there were as much exposure of, let's say, vitamin D and what vitamin D has been proven to be able to do, people would make some different choices. That's why we're on the air, Dr.
Well, I think, like you just mentioned, people are being misled into thinking they're eating healthy. That's the point.
Misled by the media, because there is a very, very specific economic benefit to the media to be promoting those fast food kinds of choices, as well as the pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceutical advertisements are very enticing. These are happy people. These people are very well.
They're involved with advertising a lifestyle. And by lifestyle, you know, eating and everything else. That
social.
Promotes illness, because ultimately they're going to make money, all the profits on giving out the drugs. And nobody is promoting a healthy lifestyle where you don't need the drugs. I think in this environment, in this country, it's normal to take drugs. I mean,
that's what most people think, that it is normal. Oh, you have a headache here. Take this nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory. Dr. Perlmutter mentioned nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories yesterday as a critical disruptor of the initiation of your immune response.
Now, imagine if people were exposed to people that were up in age, and by up in age, I'm talking about 70s and 80s. Not taking any drugs, you know, that might make them think twice. Well, how come they're that old and they don't need drugs? What are they doing? And that's the image that we need to resort to. But look at the commercials on TV for drugs. They're showing young, healthy people needing drugs. I mean, what's wrong with that? You know, why don't we show old, healthy people on no drugs so people realize that drugs aren't inevitable if you just do a few things to take care of yourself?
Those are the people that I talk to. It's very interesting, because I went to a meeting last night and there were several individuals in that category, age category that you described. They don't take drugs. They take care of themselves. They're informed about the foods they eat. They're informed about the supplements that they use.
So what I say to those people is do the testing to make sure you haven't left anything out. I had a woman in yesterday who was in her 80s, looked terrific, but she had gotten into an insurance plan that wouldn't cover anything, a Medicare HMO, imagine that. So you're so limited in what you can have done. If it was just regular Medicare, they could do anything as far as getting the testing to identify any issues they might have, because they're working hard to stay healthy, and you just want to make sure they're not missing anything.
And that music means it's time for another break here at Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be right back after these messages. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I just want to remind everyone that our sponsor is AMTCenters.com. AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, is hosting a free event on December 5th. So from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., so people can come fasting on a Saturday morning, you can have a free CBC, a free chem panel, a free urinalysis, and a whole range of very, very special event priced tests that will give you a wide area of knowledge about the state of your health in all different systems of your body. So if you'd like to take advantage of this free event, you can call 754-216-2332. And that is December 5th, free chem panel, free CBC, free urinalysis, and then a wide range of tests at very significantly reduced prices. Dr. Slavin?
And from the last event, which is sold out is not the right term because we weren't selling anything. We were giving things away over at AMT Centers. I noticed a lot of the people that came to it had insurance, but it was HMO insurance, and they couldn't get the tests. The doctors wouldn't order it. And so they were ordering tests, you know, that they really wanted because it's important. You know, how much
and,
are
and paying cash for them?
Yeah,
how did that work?
And they would pay. They would pay cash.
Because but the prices are very reasonable.
Prices are so much better than anywhere else, and they'll stay by that promise. You know, if you can find it at lower anywhere else, they'll match that price.
Wow!
But you won't because we've searched all the different places.
Okay. I want to tell everybody about my Jana Juice and Janabiotic. I have these two products. People are a little confused about Jana Juice. They want to know, is it
how many
a drink?
Ounces is it?
What did you say?
I said, how many ounces is it?
Oh, right. How many ounces is it? Okay. It's two capsules. It's so easy to use. And so if you don't have time to make your smoothie in the morning, or maybe you don't have access to the acai, goji, the raspberry, the blue elder grapeskin, all of those different components, then take two of the Jana Juice capsules and you get very, very significant antioxidant protection. Raspberry content in there has vitamins A, C, E, D, K, and B complex. So you're getting this very, very broad array of support, including the trace mineral selenium that so many of us are deficient in. So if you're looking for anti-inflammatory benefit, a boost to your antioxidant status, you can take two capsules, Jana Juice. Jana Juice is available at Dr. Slavin's Institute of Advanced Medicine, The Healthy Way on Clintmore Road in Boca Raton, Vitamin Emporium on Hillsboro, so many different places, Greenlands, Toonies, and so on. And a very, very affordable way to support your good health, particularly in the coming season where we're here in Florida exposed to so many different viruses and bacteria. We have travelers from all over the world coming to enjoy our good weather. Dr. Slavin?
Jana, we just have a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk about vitamin A a little bit. You mention it all the time. And most people are deficient in vitamin A. I don't even think we know what the optimum levels of vitamin A are because we keep dumbing it down.
And I get so upset with this. You know, I recommend on a pretty routine basis 25,000 IUs of vitamin A. And when people show their doctors what I'm suggesting, the doctors say, oh, that's way too much. When I say 5,000 vitamin D as a complement to that vitamin A, the doctors say, oh, way too much. And at least with the vitamin A, they can test their blood levels of vitamin A and optimize the level. 70, 80, 90 would be the number goal that you would have with regard to your vitamin D status. But vitamin A, again, people are kind of flying blind. And if they look at the content in their multivitamin, it's carotene, and people don't convert the carotenoids into true vitamin A. And I always used to say that people with diabetes or unstable blood sugar, they're not going to be able to convert to vitamin A from the carotenes. But the list is far greater than just diabetics. It's genetics. Sometimes that is an interfering factor, alcohol use, certain medications, toxins that you've been exposed to, different medical conditions like Crohn's disease, pancreatic enzyme deficiency, gallbladder and liver disease, all interfere with how you're going to be able to utilize beta-carotene or convert beta-carotene to true vitamin A. Dr. Slipman?
Well, and here's the point. You have primarily two types of vitamin A. You have the carotenoids that you were just mentioning, and that's a pre-vitamin A food found in plants, and that's the one where you said, yeah, your body can convert it, but in a lot of cases you can't for the reasons you just listed. But the other form are retinoids. This is the real vitamin A, and it's found in animal foods. So now the question is, are vegetarians at risk?
It's a very, very high probability. So people who are following a vegetarian lifestyle, one of the ways that they might consider using cod liver oil, because they'll get a little bit of A and D from there. I don't know. It's a problem.
Well, get your vitamin A levels checked. That's what you have to do, because you just can't be sure. You know, if you're not eating enough meat, and I think more and more people are eating less and less, they might not be getting it. So some of the sources, you know, again, if you're a vegetarian, you're out of luck, because you're not going to be eating beef or duck liver. You're not going to be eating eggs, unless you're the partial vegetarian. What they call them, the lacto-ovo vegetarians?
Right, or pescatarian.
Right. Now,
could handle this.
Now, raw butter and cheese, another form, if you get it from grass-fed cows. Now, vegetarians, can they have butter or cheese?
No,
right? They can't have whole milk. They can have carrots, sweet potatoes, kale, and spinach, but that's the provitamin A form, and you may not be able to convert that. You can get it from butternut squash or mustard greens and collard greens, but it's not the, you know, the vitamin A, which you can get from shrimp or fatty fish like wild-caught salmon and to a lesser degree sardines. So just another perfect reason why you should have your levels checked.
Okay, so what are you going to be supporting with this true vitamin A, the retinoids? Vision health, skin health, tooth remineralization, very, very interesting, bone growth. And how many people think about vitamin A, true vitamin A, with regard to bone growth?
Well, you mentioned vision and vitamin A. Everybody knows, you know, eat carrots is supposed to help your eyes, but you need the vitamin A,
right?
Not the carotenoid. You have to convert it. And then once you convert it, it still doesn't work unless you have enough zinc for it to work with. Check your zinc levels. I mean, you know, I think we see so many deficiencies of nutrients in people when we check them. Easy to correct, but you have to do the checking, because you can be taking vitamins, getting all these nutrients, but they may not wind up in the cells of your body because you're not absorbing it for one reason or another.
So to all of our senior listeners, all of those people who have stopped driving at night, in the dark. What is one of the
first signs that you're deficient in vitamin A? Night blindness, poor night vision. So it would be a very, very advantageous thing for you to do to check your vitamin A levels or check the supplements that you're taking. Are you only getting beta carotene? Are you getting mixed carotenoids? Or are you getting the retinal palmitate, the retinoids that are true vitamin A that are truly going to be supportive of night vision?
And, you know, I just can't emphasize enough, and that's why we're so happy that Advanced Medical Testing Centers are our sponsor. Because, again, without testing, it's guessing. Maybe that should be a banner.
Without testing, it's guessing.
It absolutely is.
Okay, that's our new slogan.
And we see it all the time. People are so surprised. They're taking CoQ10 and the levels are low. Or they're taking vitamin D and the levels are still low. Or they're taking zinc and their levels are low. I mean, we see this all the time, so... If you're not taking it, we know your levels are low, but it can still be low when you take it. So you have to, you know, do the testing to make sure you've corrected any deficiencies.
Dr. Slavin, we're out of time. And to all of our listeners, you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Hope to see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.